Welcome to the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cross of The Happy Art Canton, and I'm here to help you show up as your best self while you're finding clients, working with the clients, and getting those testimonials to build your better business. We will be talking about everything you need to know when it comes to freelancing, whether you're a beginner or someone who has a few years under their belt. So let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 13 of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. So today we're going to be talking about an important topic, inbound marketing versus cold pitching, and which one is better for your business. So I was just in a Facebook group because I'm procrastinating because it's like mid-June, and even though you're not going to see this until like mid-July, but I'm about to get on a client call in like an hour and a half, and I'm just kind of like, it's my first international client call, like outside of Upwork, and I'm like really nervous. Hopefully I'll have better news once I start actually recording podcasts in the present, I guess. But yes, so this is a really awesome opportunity, but I'm nervous, so I'm trying to do something else to like take my mind off of the entire debacle, because no one really wants to be thinking about that right now. So I was in a Facebook group for a course that I am in about freelance writing, and someone was like, you know, what's better, inbound marketing or cold pitching? And I would say, before anything, it's great to do both. So if you're like, I want to know if it's better to do cold pitching or if I should do some kind of inbound marketing, I think especially when you're beginning, you need to do both. Because one of the, and even like once you start like getting like regular clients in inbound marketing, I think it's really important to still do some cold pitching, especially if you want to, you know, really find those really awesome high ball players in your niche. So I've been able to work with like multiple multi-million dollar companies at this point, and it's really awesome. And a lot of those relationships started with cold pitching, and some of those relationships started with them reaching out to me. But for the most part, most of those relationships started with me asking them, hey, I really want to work for your site. I really want to write for your site. Here are some things that I've done in the past that you can look at. So I really think that it's important to do a mixture of cold pitching and inbound marketing. So I'll probably talk about inbound marketing like in depth in a later episode, because I really think it's important, and I've really started to see some ROI on my website, which is awesome, because I started really building my website last year, but I really wouldn't consider that like really building, because like I hadn't really decided on HR tech as a niche until the tail end of 2018. And I'm actually starting to see a lot of results from that now, from, you know, creating content in that niche and really picking that niche and being and making it my niche of choice. And before that, like I had the website, but it was still all over the place and it really wasn't gaining traction. But now I'm actually starting to gain traction of people contacting me who are in my niche and like really awesome companies I never would have heard of. So it's really awesome. So I really love inbound marketing. Obviously, it's great. Like doing it via social media, LinkedIn, all of those things to get those leads and people coming to you. That's awesome. But like cold pitching, I've worked with some really awesome companies thanks to cold pitching, like Workbright and Greenhouse and a few other small companies I've made connections with because of cold pitching. So I'm not going to tell you to stop cold pitching. Like I really enjoy cold pitching. I really think that it's a really awesome opportunity for you as a freelancer to really start connecting with companies that are like out of your league, or people who wouldn't necessarily be looking for anyone. So like a lot of these companies, they're like thinking about it. Like Workbright, they weren't really in the process to start like looking for a writer just yet. It was like a task that was on his plate and he was thinking about it, but it wasn't something that like, oh, he was just gonna do it that day. But then I just so happened to email him and he was thinking about it. So he's like, might as well see what this is about. So with Greenhouse, they hadn't really started looking for writers yet. It was something they wanted to do. They wanted to look into writers. They wanted to look into more different names on their website, but it wasn't something they were like actively searching to do. So with those sites, with those companies, I was able to really like poke into something, kind of like peek around and like cold pitch my way into like some work with them. But it wasn't like the next day they were planning to, you know, start the writer process search. Like they weren't going to be looking for me right then, but it was this thing that they were going to be maybe looking for me in the future, or maybe looking for a writer in the future. But necessarily they wouldn't wouldn't have found me because I was just some random person who had an inbound marketing strategy-ish, but it wasn't really like that great. Like I have a few inbound marketing, like I had a website, but like who knows if they would even found that website. So those companies wouldn't have found me unless I put myself out there. So you have to think about that. Like your website is awesome and you've started this inbound process, but really you haven't really started the process that much yet. And like it takes a really long time to start building that traction. Like I made a lot of changes to my website in like early 2019, late 2018, and I'm just now starting to kind of reap those benefits in the summer of 2019. Like it took a few months to start like gaining some amount of like traction and people contacting me via my website. And it's not like something that happens like all the time. Obviously it happens like every blue moon, like every couple weeks I'm getting like one, you know, inquiry, and then not all the time is that inquiry materializing into anything huge at this point. Like it's still a very new thing for me. So inbound marketing takes time, and you don't want to waste your time between, you know, when your inbound marketing strategy takes place and, you know, needing clients right now, because inbound marketing is not going to be something that's going to happen overnight. So you really need to start thinking about like, what can I do in the meantime? How can I build my portfolio and start working with awesome companies before all of that takes place? Because it's going to take some time, my friends. Like it's just gonna, because social media takes time to really grow traction. It takes time to really build trust with an audience who follows you on social media, an audience who checks out your website. So that's going to take some energy on your part and some energy via like Google and SEO and other search engines and like Pinterest and other social media platforms. So that's going to take some time and it's going to take some energy, but you can't put your whole career on hold because, you know, you don't have that strategy in place yet. So I really encourage you to use cold pitching techniques, to use job boards, to use places like Upwork to really build your portfolio and to start connecting with clients in the meantime. So inbound is great. We all want those people to, you know, be testimonials and find our website through our clients or find our website through search engines and stuff like that. That's awesome. We all want that with our lives, but we can't put our careers on hold waiting for that to happen, because Google takes at minimum like 3 to 4 or 5 months. And then social media, it takes time to build an audience there and then also make them trust you. Like that takes time. So all of these pieces and inbound marketing strategies, they take time and energy, and I don't want you broke in the meantime. Like that's not fun. So I want you guys to be making some money, and a way to make money is through cold pitching. And I really enjoy cold pitching. So if you haven't checked out my cold pitching tools episode, I definitely encourage you to check that one out. I will definitely be talking more about cold pitching in future episodes. Like it's not going to be something I'm going to skip over and like not do episodes on, because I really love cold pitching. So definitely look out for more episodes on that. It's not easy either. Like cold pitching takes time, and I've done like an Upwork episode. So if you're interested in Upwork, I definitely have that episode as well. And I think even Upwork can be an inbound strategy, because at this point, I don't really apply to that many Upwork jobs, but I'm getting a lot of invitations from like HR tech people recently, which is awesome because, you know, I've really niched down my profile there. So there are so many ways to even make an Upwork an inbound strategy. So if you're really wanting to work with clients, even that can be taken like seriously and SEO-ified so that you get some good leads that way. So there's so many ways to generate leads, but you also want to get yourself out there and start applying to jobs and pitching companies, because that's going to help you so much in this process of finding a job, in this process of, you know, creating your freelance lifestyle. So I don't want you guys to get too wrapped up in inbound right away. Inbound marketing is great and we all love it, but we also understand that, you know, it takes time. Inbound is not going to be something that's going to happen overnight. And so we want to make sure that we're able to, you know, do the best of both worlds. So obviously build your website, obviously, you know, SEOify all your profiles on these like job board sites and all these profiles on these job sites and do all of that good stuff. But also in the process, get yourself out there, because you can't wait on clients to come to you, especially if you're trying to work with these big companies. Like Greenhouse is an amazing company, but they never would have found me as a writer if I hadn't made that introduction via cold pitch. Like they just never would have. Like they're a big multi-million dollar company in the HR tech world, and they never would have like searched, ooh, let me go see what Amanda's was doing. They just wouldn't have. And so now that I have a connection to them through their content marketing person, like, that's an awesome connection for me to have, and I'm able to pitch them, and they're able to, like, send me anything that they have that they think I would like to write on. So that takes time. That takes energy, you know, and they wouldn't have found me. Or if they had found me, it would have been years from now. Like, it would have been, like, at least had to have worked in this industry for probably about a year before I was even on their radar. They're a huge company in this industry. So I think it's important to get yourself out there, because you never know. What's the worst that someone can say? It's a no. And then you just move on to the next. And I've gotten plenty of no's. So I really want you guys to fill in the gaps between when your inbound marketing strategy works and now, so that you're able to really, you know, make a living with this. Like, don't wait on people. You know, make your own opportunities, create your own path in this world, and then grow from there. So I hope you guys kind of like this little episode on inbound versus cold pitching. There's not one that's better. Obviously, inbound puts the ball in your court because they reached out to you, so you have a little bit more leverage that way. But it's not like the end all be all, you know, it's not the perfect. Like, you can still have a lot of ball in your court even with a cold pitch. So I really encourage you guys to get out there and put yourself out there before, in like multiple ways. Put yourself out there with emailing people, put yourself out there with a lovely, beautiful website, and then try to find the ways to get where you need to be. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. I'm so excited that we got to hang out today. If you want to hang out between uploads, check out thehappyartcanton.com/ambitious freelancers. There you will find more support and advice as you grow your freelance business and connect with other listeners of the podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the group, and I will talk to you in a few days with some more great advice.